Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another episode of Pneumaticoff. I am your host, Dr. Josiah Rich. And this morning, our topic is entitled, Don't Lose Your Cutting Edge. Unexpected events happen in life, as you and I know. And it is therefore important for us to understand that when the unexpected occurs, we must remain spiritually sharp. That is, our focus must remain on who we are and whose we are. God has so designed our lives that tests and trials come. They come into our lives through divine design so that we might learn not to trust in ourselves, but in God. Indeed, God's will is that we leave the criticism behind. That is what we see, what comes into our sensory apparatus. It is God's design that we walk by faith and not by sight. That is our subjective perception. We know that God has a plan for our lives, and we are therefore to live accordingly. And God never told us that pressures would not come. God never told us that we would have it all good, that is, our lives would be stress-free. Jesus made a very interesting statement in the Gospel of John. He said, in this world you will have tribulation. In the Greek New Testament, it reads, in this world, in this cosmos, you will be in tight places. Now, the scripture reference for this morning's show is taken from 2 Kings chapter 6. 2 Kings chapter 6, and I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 7. The company of the prophets said to Elisha, look, the place where we meet with you is too small for us. Let us go to the Jordan, where each of us can get a pole, and let us build a place there for us to live. And he said, go. Then one of them said, won't you please come with your servants? I will, Elisha replied, and he went with them. They went to the Jordan and began to cut down trees. As one of them was cutting down a tree, the iron axe head fell into the water. Oh, my Lord, he cried out, it was borrowed. The man of God asked, where did it fall? When he showed him the place, Elisha cut a stick and threw it there and made the iron float. Lift it out, he said. Then the man reached out his hand and took it. Elisha was one of the great prophets of the Old Testament. He was an effective leader, so much so in his ministry that a group of men gathered about him in order to learn more about his ministry and the Word of God. This ministry grew so rapidly and it was so effective that a new facility or meeting place had to be built for them. It is interesting to me that these prophets or these seminary students worked with their hands. And so they knew what the Word of God taught from the writings of Moses. It is interesting that in the writings of Moses, you know, we are told that with regard to those who would minister in the temple, for instance, the priests must have the right ear blood tipped, the right thumb blood tipped, and the right toe blood tipped, which are symbolic of, I will hear the word of God, the blood tipped ear, I will do the work of God, the blood tipped thumb on the right hand, and I will walk in the ways of God, the blood tipped great toe. And so the whole person, the entire life, would be both anointed and set aside unto the Lord. The servant, while attempting to fell a tree, lost the axe head. That is, he lost his cutting edge while engaged in ministry. Now, in Hebrew it reads that the iron was lost. The iron was lost. You and I know that the molecular density of iron is greater than water and therefore cannot naturally float on it. The prophet's people had begged the iron because he could not afford one. Hence, he is pained at this great loss. Elisha went with the students because they asked him to go with them. Elisha was a very present help in this situation, and God showed him the place where the iron axe head had fallen. When an unexpected situation arises, we should tell God what has happened. We should tell God. This student, in our narrative, had lost his valuable tool while serving the Lord. Faithful service is important, but it can be threatening. Moses lost his patience and meekness while providing water for the people. Numbers 20, verses 1 through 13. And David lost his self-control as king. The good news is that the Lord can recover what we have lost and put us back to work. Our job is to confess exactly where we lost touch. And that can be difficult at times, to remember exactly where one lost touch with God while engaged in the work of God, and therefore it's difficult to remember where one indeed lost his or her cutting edge. Perhaps you were puffed up with success, or you begin to distrust and doubt when a particular situation arose or trouble came, or you were contaminated by the company of certain ones. Indeed, you lost your cutting edge while being around such a group. Or you allowed that new interest to dull you, and so hence you lost your cutting edge in ministry and for the work of God. Or you allowed that book or game to rob you of your secret time with God. See, the cutting edge is necessary and mandatory in ministry. There is nothing more important for the enemy of our souls, because we belong to God, than to try in some way to undermine our spiritual lives. 1 John is a very powerful book. And I want to read to you a statement from 1 John. This is what he writes in chapter 5, verse 18. We know that anyone born of God does not continue in sin. The one who was born of God keeps him safe. And the evil one cannot harm him. Now, the word harm there means to touch the believer in such a way as to have a modifying influence on his life. And since the evil one, Haptitai, since he cannot influence the believer in this way, that is, to influence the believer in such a manner that the union which exists between Christ and the believer is affected, he attempts to undermine the cutting edge of service in the life of the believer. You see, it is vital. It is vitally important that all believers understand exactly what the scriptures teach. And the scriptures are God's sufficient witness to us during our time that must be studied in great detail, must be studied with holy reverence, with a view to obeying God's revealed word. We are to walk in the Spirit, and when we walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Our lives will not be ineffective. We will then have joy unspeakable and full of glory because we belong to the living Christ. Beloved, have a wonderful day. God bless you. Go in spiritual confidence, knowing that you belong to the Lord God, and that you are going to see to it that by walking Him, that you do not lose your cutting edge. God bless you. I'll see you next time. on pneumatic cost.